are distinguished due to mindsets. Where a mind is set is where you are headed. Think about how do you think? What is your dominant thought throughout the day? Are you afraid of something? You can't seem to shake it. If that's your dominant thought, you are drawing that consequence towards you. That's why we have the mind of Christ. Where it says to set your affection on things above. Amen. As he is in heaven, so are we on the earth. You know, take stuff that people make negative and make a positive out of it. Get the word can't, I can't. Get it out of your vocabulary. Unless it's something like I can't lie. You understand what I mean? But get the word can't. Impossible. Get it out of your vocabulary. We live in a realm of probability and possibility. The realm that we are called to walk in defies the natural order of physics. Jesus said, the works that I do, you shall do also, and greater works shall you do, for I go unto my Father. Now, again, we go back to mindsets. When you got born again, tell somebody, you got the whole package. When the Lord saved you, he didn't partially save you and fill you with his spirit. Now, I heard someone say this, Jesus died to take us to heaven, but he lives to cause us to walk in victory in this life, if I can say it that way. He died to open up heaven for us, but he lives so that he might be formed in us, that we might walk in victory in this life. Amen. So it's not just about going to heaven. It's about fulfilling destiny here, living victoriously here, having an abundant life. Tell somebody, abundant life. A wealthy life. A fulfilled life. Tell somebody, you can be happy. Amen. Tonight, I want to talk to you about what I've entitled, for the sake of CDs, I've entitled this, I'm Already Blessed. Tell somebody, I'm already blessed. I don't care what your environment is saying to you, or what people have said to you, or what the job looks like, or how routine, or home, or bored, or mundane things have become. Tell someone, I'm already blessed. Now again, this attitude has to become a mindset. You determine it, not someone else. There are people that try to take the place of God in people's lives. Listen, keep that place reserved only for the Lord. Let other people motivate you, but he's your inspiration. You know, enthusiasm has to do with something in. Enthusiasm, and it has to do with God. Enthusiasm. So people that are really being inspired by God are enthusiastic. They did. Look at somebody asking, where your enthusiasm? See, enthusiasm doesn't have to wait for a song. Oh, you know, it's good because we got a good praise team. We got good musicians. It's good. You know, we get real. But, I mean, when you're sitting there, you can still be enthused. Amen. That's about you better get on the edge of that seat. Otherwise, you're taking up too much room. You have to wait for somebody to pat you on the back. Enthusiasm comes from the inside. But again, a lot hinges upon the mindset. It's not what happens to you that's most significant. It's what you believe about it. You can always take something negative and make it positive. Joseph told his brothers, you meant it for evil. But I found out, whatever the devil means for evil, whatever folk mean for evil, God always intends for it for your good. For we know, tell somebody, get on that horse. Come on, get on that horse and start to ride. For we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God and are called according to his purpose. Right now, all things are working together for the good. But what is your perception of that? Can you see it? You live from within, you can see it. God never abdicates his throne. I'm gonna teach you a little bit more in this sometime about light. Everything is relative, has an equal and opposite, except light. Light is not relative. Light never changes. Everything else is potential to change and whatever, but not light. In other words, in that realm, Jesus, who is light, he is the light of men, doesn't change. So I want to build on that tonight. Tell somebody, I'm already blessed. Balaam told, who was it that was trying to get him to curse Israel? Balaam was trying to curse Israel. He was a false prophet. He was a prophet of Israel. But he came to the conclusion, it was Barak, but he came to the conclusion, I can't curse what God has blessed. He came to that conclusion. No matter what, every time he went to try to speak a sorcery over them, he spoke a blessing over them. Proverbs says that the curse causeless shall not come. What's the possibility of a bird flying and landing on your head? It probably will never happen. The curse without a cause cannot come. Come on, let's get in the proper mindset. Tell somebody, I'm already blessed. Stop thinking about stuff that might happen. Or if that don't happen, that could. Stop. Get your mind out of that stuff. Away from that. Listen, faith doesn't deny realities. It just doesn't focus on them. Remember we talked about language and how language determines dimensions. Language, you know, certain nations and countries, because of a language, they have borders. In that country, they speak a certain language. Well, when we speak the language of the kingdom, and I'm not speaking in terms of speaking in tongues necessarily. That's a gift of the Spirit. But I'm talking about speaking kingdom language. When you speak a kingdom language, you know, every culture is based upon and built upon a language. You have to have a particular language, a vocabulary. Amen. And you establish dimensions. When you speak kingdom language consistently, not just in church, not just among the saints, and then when you get out on the job, you are ain't. And you cussing and talking crazy and you know, folk wonder whether you're saved. Now, no, I'm talking about you consistently speak the language. You are establishing dimensions. In a kingdom dimension, certain things can't happen. 1,000 can fall at your right hand, 10,000 at your left, but it says it can't come nigh you. You establish a spiritual Goshen. Come on, tell somebody it's a mindset. Some of us need to adopt the position of believing in ourselves. Now, that's not carnal. You can say you believe God all you want, and you have no confidence in the ability God gave you. Or you know, that's like an oxymoron. That's counterproductive. You got to know that I'm capable. Why? Because God has made me capable. See, the word says, I can do all things through Christ. It didn't say Christ do all things. It said I can do. Tell somebody, God will use your hands and your feet and your brain. I can do all things. But you got to believe that you can. Do you know capacity? When a person reaches their limit in what they can do, and they're like, I can't do another. Do you know capacity is just a mindset? Because if you believe you can do more, belief will open up the avenue for you to be able to do more. You'll be wondering, how are they doing all that? Simply because they believe they could. It's a mindset. When you believe, it opens up. Tell somebody, you got to believe. Don't shoot yourself in the foot with the word impossible and can't and all that stuff before you get started. Because that's the natural order of things. People always look at what you can't do, what you don't have, what you never experienced, who you don't know, where you were brought up, all that old foolishness. That has no bearing on what you can do. Unto him that believes what? Look at that and tell them, that's me. I'm one of them. So unto me, because I believe, all things are possible. Come on, we're going to break off those limitations that get on the mind. See, the mind gets so conditioned and conformed because of things we hear and people we encounter and come in contact with that don't have the spirit and don't, you know, smart people in the secular sense. Not when it comes to spirit things and laws. Amen. So, let's take a look at this. Tell somebody again, I'm already blessed. Go with me to the book of Ephesians. Say it again, I'm already blessed. I'm blessed when I get up in the morning. I'm blessed when I go to bed at night. I'm blessed when I'm sleeping. I'm blessed when I'm sitting at my dinner table. I'm blessed driving down the highway. Come on, tell somebody I'm blessed. Wherever I'm at, I'm blessed. Amen. Amen, you are. This is not hype. Ephesians 1 and 3 says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. That's not talking about when we get to heaven. It says that blessed be the Father, the God and Father of our Lord.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed.